Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of the Dark Deeds podcast. I am super excited today because I'm dropping a bonus episode. It's either Monday or Tuesday at the time I'm uploading this. I'm entertaining the idea of dropping my bonus episodes on Monday rather than Tuesday, just to give it a little more time before our weekly Thursday upload. I don't know. Maybe we'll try that out this week. And this week's episode is one that is a little bit different than my typical content in terms of covering cases. I have been pretty heavy-hearted to cover this because I feel like, as parents, we live in different times, right? I'm a millennial, and I was in the like coming of age of like the internet and social media, but things have changed. Things have rapidly changed. The times in which my oldest will be growing up in are quite literally nothing like the times in which I grew up in. So that being said, I have become consumed with understanding the times, understanding the technology, and understanding the implications of putting said technology in the hands of my children. And today I want to share with y'all what I have learned. I want to share specifically a list to help educate other mothers in terms of the risks of certain social media apps and just certain apps and technology in general when in the hands of children. And just to help us all kind of know better so that we can do better. So with all of that being said, welcome to the Dark Deeds podcast. I'm Mae Keedles. Let's dive right in. So I want to keep this week's bonus episode way more casual than usual. I typically have an entire script written out that I would have worked on for like a minimum of 4 days. And today I don't have any of that. What I have though is a heart to share what I have learned as a mom in hopes that it can save children before anything bad happens. So with that being said, grab your coffee. I've got my oat milk latte here with some cinnamon. And yeah, let's have a chat, shall we? So I am a Texas mama, and we actually lead the entire country for registered sex offenders. Yes, we are a really big state. I have lived from one far corner down to the other far corner. It's like a literal almost 13-hour drive to drive across the state, maybe even a little more than that, honestly. It's extremely big. It is literally like two of any other state for the most part combined into one. But that being said, like, it's still terrifying to know that we lead the nation for registered sex offenders. As of 2023, Texas leads the entire country with over 100,000 registered offenders. Now, let's also take a moment to acknowledge the fact that these are just the ones we've caught. There are far more than that, far, far more than that here and everywhere. California is a close second as of 2023 with about 62,000 registered. And Arkansas is honestly, man, Arkansas stats break my heart because it's not a super big state. And they have about 253 assaults per 100,000 people, per 100,000 children, 253 per 100,000. And that's just, I mean, one child is too many, if you ask me. One child is too many, but just knowing these numbers is absolutely heartbreaking. How many children in this country will grow up having to heal trauma they should never, ever know? And as parents, I feel like it's our responsibility to not only educate ourselves for our own children, but to also educate ourselves so that we can protect our children's friends and just children that we, our nieces and nephews, etc. It's so important for us to know the numbers, know the signs, and know how to keep kids safe. So today I want to talk about a list called the Dirty Dozen. If you are not familiar with what the Dirty Dozen is, it's a list that comes out every single year. And these are 12 entities that have a direct hand in the exploitation of children and may even possibly be profiting off of it. This list started coming out back in 2013. I've only become aware of it in the past 2 years. And every year when it drops, there's always at least two or three that I'm like, no way. That's insane that that business or that entity would be listed on here. I would have never thought of them. The Dirty Dozen is actually tied to NCMEC, or the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. NCMEC does phenomenal work in this field. Phenomenal work. They are truly the hands of God in so many situations involving helping children and trafficking abuse victims, and honestly doing their part to put a stop to it. If you're not familiar with NCMEC, they were founded by John Walsh. If you don't know who John Walsh is, if you've seen America's Most Wanted, then you have seen John Walsh. He came into this industry or this niche to help shed some light and bring some bad guys to justice after his own child was kidnapped and had his life taken. John Walsh does amazing work, and it is why, honestly, everything this man does, I follow it pretty relentlessly. So whenever I heard that he had a part in the Dirty Dozen list, it piqued my interest, and it's been something that I've followed since. I have seen them literally call out Netflix, Google, Verizon, Hilton, the hotel chain Hilton, Walmart, and even the U.S. Department of Defense. So let's just say John Walsh really doesn't care who you are or who you think you are. If you are exploiting children or not doing your part to protect children, he's going to come for you. And I think we can all agree that John Walsh deserves one heck of a high five for that one. Okay, so to start things off, I'm just going to do a real quick run through of the top 12, and then I'll dive deeper into the ones that I feel like were more obscure, ones that us as parents may be like, whoa, that's on there. We'll talk about those. So number one, we have the Apple App Store. Number two, we have Discord. Number three, we have eBay. Number four is Instagram. Coming in at five is Kick. Six is Microsoft's GitHub. Seven is OnlyFans. Eight is actually Reddit. Nine is terrifying. It is the Roblox game. 10 is Snapchat. 11 is Spotify. And 12 is Twitter. So now that we know what the top 12 are, I'm sure you're sitting there with a few in your brain, like Roblox, Spotify, and maybe even eBay. That one's pretty obscure to me. So let's dive deeper into the ones, like I said, that are a little bit off of the, I guess, normal consciousness of parental protection, what we feel like we need to be protective over. So the App Store is one that I feel like is a given, but maybe at the same time, maybe it's not. So let's start there. The Apple App Store puts age ratings and descriptions for all of its games that have been listed or all of its apps. Now, this has been found to be pretty deceptive. Parents have actually allowed their children to download a game that seems to be appropriate based off the description and age level of the app itself, only to see that their children have been exposed to inappropriate material. So the App Store, if your child has a phone or has access to one, is not a safe place for your child to be just casually browsing and freely downloading games. Discord is one that I want to touch on. I feel like even though it is an obvious no-go for children because it has the ability to chat with, you know, anonymous people, there are some aspects of it that I don't feel like I was even aware of, and maybe you aren't as well. Discord is a safe haven for exploiters and also for them to form their own little cliques and groups and exchange the content that they've actually been able to receive from minors and children and trade it around, which is just completely disgusting to me. If your child has access to Discord, I highly recommend removing it. It is a literal playground for predators. eBay blew me away. Like, literally, I was like, what? eBay? One, I didn't even know eBay was still around. But I'm also a stay-at-home mom with like four kids. Like, I don't have a whole lot of free time to be browsing. So maybe y'all are like, yeah, girl, eBay's still a thing. But it shocked me. It shocked me that it's still popping. eBay actually allows sales of childlike sex toys. I have so many questions. Like, how? eBay literally made the Dirty Dozen list for such an like obvious, like that should be on their terms and conditions on things that can't be sold. Like, I'm 90% sure you can't just casually sell a firearm on eBay, and you can't just casually sell fireworks on eBay. Why are we allowing exploitative toys of children to be sold? This should fall right on up there with things that are a hard no. But I guess at eBay, it isn't. Because why? Money. Money matters more than children. Something that the more I learn about this stuff, the more I realize. Instagram is another one that to me is pretty obvious, but that's also because of the sphere that I work in here doing true crime. Instagram is not a place for your children. Social media in general, in my opinion, is not a place for your children. Kick is another really good one. I feel like all of these I'm just going to end up touching on today because there's just so much to be said about these things. Kick is encrypted the same way WhatsApp is, meaning that once something's sent, it can be deleted and gone forever. The images that can be obtained of your children through these types of apps, the content, the people who are able to reach out to them, it is just such an unsafe platform for minors. The next app that made the list is Microsoft's GitHub, one that honestly I'm not very familiar with, but has some pretty scary stuff taking place on it. GitHub has a technology that is incredibly terrifying, if you ask me. This technology allows these disgusting human beings to create what is called a deepfake. essentially what a deepfake is an AI rendering of actual children that they're able to manipulate the rendering to become video and show these children doing things that they weren't actually doing, but it has your child's likeness on it. Absolutely terrifying. This is absolutely terrifying stuff, and stuff that didn't exist back when Instagram and even Facebook and all these apps were barely coming out for us millennials. Like, this stuff did not exist. It's terrifying that this is the world that our children are growing up in. OnlyFans also made the list. I feel like it's pretty obvious why. OnlyFans is a great platform for human traffickers to exploit their victims. It is also a place where revenge porn can be posted, and also a place where child exploiters do gather. Reddit is a honey hole of child exploitation. I hope that's the right phrase and not like a really gross thing to say. What I mean is like a rabbit hole. That's the word. Oh my gosh. Okay. Reddit is a rabbit hole, a just deep, dark, black abyss when it comes to child exploitation. So Roblox also made the list, and I think it's one that is really important to talk about because I feel like most kids are on this app. Here, kids can be exposed to predators posing as children or even not posing, just grown-ass adults engaging and interacting with minor children, which is disgusting if you ask me. It is also a place where children can come across inappropriate content, content that you wouldn't want your child seeing or content that you wouldn't have, you know, freely put on, for instance, the TV in the family room of your house. It is so important for Roblox to do its part to remove sexual exploitation of children and even potential trafficking situations from being possible on its platform, because Roblox was designed as like an imaginative play app for kids. And therefore, Roblox should carry the bulk of the responsibility in terms of keeping children safe, children that are allowed to use this app. Snapchat for me, I don't even know where to start with Snapchat. I feel like this one should be a really big red flag in any home because just like Kick and WhatsApp, it's encryption based. Snapchat is a just really dangerous place for not only young children, but even older teens. It is where sextortion, if you haven't heard of that, it's extortion, but for sexual content, is really prominent there. There is exposure to pornography on this app, and also a place where sexual interactions can take place between minors and adults. Second to last, we have Twitter. Now, Twitter actually has a lawsuit currently ongoing, and it's at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, if I'm correct. I hope I'm saying this correctly. The judge who actually looked at this content, this is just so disturbing, he actually was quoted as saying that they've looked at it and they're not going to take it down. And my question is, why? Why would you not take it down? Why? What does it hurt to remove exploitative images off of a platform? That does not infringe on free speech. It infringes upon child safety, and we need to do better. And now we are at the last one. This is the one I saved for last intentionally because it quite literally, I was just like, what? How is this app on here? How is that even taking place? It's insane. This is crazy. The last one is Spotify. Can y'all believe that? Spotify, the music app. My kids are very young, so they're not really into like Spotify outside of like the music I play using my Spotify account. But apparently there's really like not much parental controls when it comes to this platform. And there is literal porn on Spotify. I have also heard of groomers creating these playlists and stuff, trying to lure children to their playlist. And then from the playlist, they'll try and lure them to get on other apps like Roblox, WhatsApp, Kick, etc. All of which just completely terrifying. The Dirty Dozen list is a massive resource for any parent of children or any human, honestly. It's important that we know what's going on with the world around us and the dangers that lurk in seemingly innocent, safe places. Children are the most vulnerable demographic, and it is sad that there is, unfortunately, in this point in time, seems like really no safe place for them to simply just be children. We have to be hypervigilant these days because technology has, quite frankly, so fastly evolved that we have not been able to put in these safeguards to protect children. Technology is ever evolving and doing so fast that I feel like we are dropping the ball as a human race in terms of putting up safeguards that protect the most vulnerable demographic, which would be children. I will include in the show notes a link to the Dirty Dozen list. If you go to this link, which I highly encourage you to do, it is so important that we don't just understand what's going on in the world around us, but that we take action to ensure that children can have a better future. So click the link down below and it will take you to the Dirty Dozen list. Scroll down to whichever app you feel compelled to. If you want to do all of them, more power to you. That would be phenomenal. And that link will take you to the page where you can actually do your part to pushing these big entities to do better and to have some accountability for what they have allowed on their platform this past year and probably much longer than that. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's bonus episode. I truly appreciate it. That wraps it up today, guys, for this week's bonus episode. Y'all stay safe out there. Keep your babies close. And as always, stay vigilant. And I will see y'all Thursday. Bye, guys.